We are studying in the 19th chapter of Joshua, and this chapter has to do with the dividing of the land among the last seven tribes to receive an inheritance, and we're ready to begin at the 40th verse. And this portion of the chapter, from verses 40 through 48, we have the story of the lot that was given to the children of Dan. Now, Dan was the last tribe to receive its inheritance. Although Dan was a commander of one of the four squadrons of the camp of Israel while they were in the wilderness, that squadron which brought up the rear, yet this tribe was last provided for in Canaan. His lot fell in the southern part of Canaan. It was located between Judah on the east and the land of the Philistines on the west, Ephraim on the north, and Simeon on the south. Providence seems to have ordered this numerous and powerful tribe into this post that was a relative post of danger, to act as a kind of a buffer zone between the rest of the nation and these dangerous Philistines. And it was probably thought that they would be best able to deal with those troublesome neighbors, which the Philistines proved to be. And later we find one of their great men, Samson, was destined to so deal with the Philistines. Here in this passage we have an account of what fell to the lot of this tribe. Zorah and Eshtol and the camp of Dan thereabouts, of which we read in the story of Samson. And near, there was the valley of Eshcol. This is the place where the 12 spies came to and brought the famous bunch of grapes that it took two men to carry. Jaffa, or Joppa, was also in this lot. And you know, we later read of Joppa in the New Testament as the place where Peter was when Cornelius sent for him to come and aid in the conversion of him and his house. And we also read later in Judges, chapter 18, beginning with the 7th verse, the account of how they enlarged their territory by going up to Lashem and capturing that city, and they renamed it Dan after their father. That was up in the extreme northern part of the land of Canaan. And as we said earlier, it became known in the land that any time somebody wanted to talk about the further northern extremes of the territory of Canaan and the further southern extremes, they would say from Dan to Beersheba. So verse 47 says, "And the coast of the children of Dan went out too little for them. Therefore the children of Dan went up to fight against Lashem, and took it, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and possessed it, and dwelt therein, and called Lashem Dan, after the name of Dan their father. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, these cities with their villages." Now before the account of the dividing up of the land is solemnly closed up, we have the story of the particular inheritance that was assigned to Joshua. Verse 49 says, "When they made an end of dividing the land for inheritance by their coasts, the children of Israel gave an inheritance to Joshua the son of Nun among them." Now Joshua was the oldest and the greatest man of all Israel. He was the one who, after having commanded the army in the conquest of Canaan, and who had been supreme leader, he could have made a command that he have the settlement given him and his family first. But he was served last. He kept a place of humility among his countrymen. And so he was content to remain in a rather unsettled position until he saw to it that all the rest were settled. And so he gave a great example then of service and humility to his fellow brethren. Now he says in this verse that the children of Israel gave an inheritance to Joshua the son of Nun among them. That is, the children of Israel were in agreement to it. It was something that nobody seemed to find any disfavor with. It also was according, in verse 50, according to the word of the Lord. Now, God had given some instructions about this. And it's very probable at the very same time that God instructed Moses about the possession Caleb was going to have, that he also gave instruction concerning Joshua, since Joshua and Caleb were in the same category so far as being faithful spies was concerned. So it was according to the word of the Lord, they gave him the city which he asked, even Timnah Serah in Mount Ephraim. Now he asked this city, so they gave him this area. It was located in Mount Ephraim, which was the home tribe of Joshua, and which also was a near vicinity of Shiloh, which is where the ark and the tabernacle were located. And he built the city and dwelt therein. That is, this city was not ready-made for Joshua. It wasn't ready for inhabitation, but he had to build it. So he started from scratch, and it seems, and built the thing that then was to be his city. Now, verse 51 says, "These are the inheritances which Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel, divided for an inheritance by lot in Shiloh before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation." So this verse then concludes this dividing of the land among the various tribes. And it was a satisfactory, agreeable conclusion. He states here that it was Joshua, Eleazar the priest, and the heads of the fathers of the tribe of the children of Israel. So they were all together in the doing of this. They did it by lot, so it was God's doing actually, and not just some person's judgment that could later be questioned. And they did it at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. That is, they were in the very near vicinity of the physical presence of God. They had a strong religious overtone to what they did. It was not just some civil duty, but they did this with an eye to being acceptable and favorable to God. So the last sentence says, "So they made an end of dividing the country." It was divided. It was once done. There were no more major changes made in the dividing of this land. There may be some minor moving of boundaries and that type of thing, but so far as the great divisions being handed out, it was done, it was over with, it was all recorded as though some deeds had been written up, and consequently if anybody had a question about it, they could go back here and look at the record and see how the lots fell and see exactly what the boundaries of each tribe should be. So the inheritance of each tribe was not some vague, nebulous possession. It was a hard and open and stated fact. It was on record, and it was a true possession given to them by God. So now we see that this glorious land of Canaan has not only been conquered, but it has also been divided and distributed among the tribes, and is now in the process of being developed and settled by them as the nation of God. And so we conclude the 19th chapter of Joshua.